The following is the President's speech at Decatur, Illinois, Tuesday, October 12, 1948.
Gentlemen, I first want to introduce the local candidates and a very good friend of mine, the Honorable Mayor of our city, my friend James A. Hedrick. Now then, I want to introduce our candidate for Congress, Olive Remington Goldman. Mrs. Goldman. Next, our candidate for auditor, Benjamin O. Cooper from St. Louis.
Excuse me, Dan.
James, that's East St. Louis. That is East St. Louis. Pardon me, Ben. And our candidate for governor, Adlai E. Stevenson, the next governor of Illinois.
Hello, Vice.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present one of the most ablest senators in the Senate in Washington, my friend and our senator, Scott W. Lucas. Ladies and gentlemen, the President and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, my fellow Democrats of Decatur, I appreciate most highly this cordial welcome. You know, when I first started out on these tours, I made an effort to estimate the crowds. And I found that I just couldn't estimate them at all, and so I had to measure them by the acre. And I did some figuring, and I figured out that in an acre there are 4,850 square yards, and that there ought to be at least two people to the square yard. And when you have an acre of people, you have 9,600 people. And when you have 10 acres of people, you've got 96,000. Now, I'd say we might have about 5 acres of people here this afternoon. Now, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Shows that you're interested in this campaign. Shows you're interested in the welfare of the country. And I appreciate it. And I'm always happy to see the young people come out, because they're going to have the responsibility for running this country in the next generation. And they ought to be interested, and they ought to understand all the issues that are before the country now. I want to compliment these junior police for coming out and helping preserve order this afternoon. They're doing a good job. This is one of the most orderly crowds I've seen. The kind of receptions I've been getting here in Illinois today mean that you're vitally concerned with what's going on in the country. It means that you're going to send Paul Douglas to the Senate. And Olive Remington Goldman to the House of Representatives. And Adlai Stevenson to the state capitol in Springfield. Now, I've been making a crusade all over this country to tell the American people what the issues in this campaign are. I'm explaining just exactly what this election means to them. The Republicans are trying to pretend that there aren't any issues. Well, they couldn't be further from the truth if they tried. And they don't stick very close to the truth very often. This election will decide who runs the government of the United States for the next 4 years. It'll decide whether you, the people, are in control, or whether a little group of reactionary Republicans, completely under the thumb of the lobbies of the special interests, will be in office and run the country. I want to say to you that this 80th Congress was beset with more lobbyists than any other Congress in the history of the country, and they spent more money than ever has been spent in Washington in lobbies in the history of the country, and that Congress did nothing about it. They liked it. They sat and took it. I've been going around the country explaining how the actions of the Republican 80th Congress, which the Republican candidate for president has warmly endorsed, undermine the very foundation of the prosperity of the American people as they're enjoying it now. in 1933, after 12 years of Republican misrule, Decatur was in very serious trouble. I'm sure you remember what it was like in the railroad shops and the mills and plants and in all the stores and shops that supply the farmers in this part of Illinois. Well, you got sort of tired of that, and in 1932, you were elected Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States. There was a steady improvement from that time on, and the post-war years have brought the greatest prosperity this area has ever known. Well, that wasn't by accident. That came about because the Democratic Party believes in saying that labor gets its fair share of the national income, and that the farmer is on a parity basis with the rest of the economy, and that the small businessmen get a square deal. The Democrats passed the Wagner Act and the Fair Labor Standards Act, the Social Security Act, and a great many other measures that give workers better incomes and greater security than they ever had before in the history of the country. We provided for soil conservation and rural electrification and farm price support program and a number of other laws, all to help the farmer, the working man, and the small businessman. When the farmers and the workers are well off, then all businessmen are able to do well. Since we're enjoying our present great prosperity, we can't just continue on like this, can we? I think we can. The Republicans say we can't. We can't count on continued prosperity going on just like this because we have so many very serious problems that need action, and they need action now. I tried all through the 80th Congress to get the Republican leaders to act on the worst problem of all, high prices. If this runaway inflation is not stopped, we're surely headed straight for another bust. But the Republican leaders absolutely refuse to take one step that would bring down the cost of living. They refuse to pass any housing bill which would clear away the city slums, provide public low-rental housing, or help meet the acute housing shortage in the rural areas. They refuse to do anything about the crisis in education, or to help meet the acute shortage of doctors in hospitals, or to build the waterways and dams and power lines we need if we are to continue to grow. The Republican 80th Congress not only refused to meet our pressing national problems, they actually tried to tear down the Democratic programs which are responsible for the growth and prosperity of this great country for the past 16 years. Last night in Akron, Ohio, I told how the Republicans tried to crush the strength of the labor movement, how they took away Social Security from nearly a million people, how they have plans to take away even more of the rights of the working man if they ever get a chance. Tonight, in Springfield, Illinois, I'm going to tell just exactly what the Republicans have done to the farmers, how they've already deprived many farmers of price supports, how they've cut rural electrification and soil conservation funds, how they've tried to put the farmer back where he was in the 1920s. Remember, all these actions of the Republican 80th Do-Nothing Congress were approved by the Republican candidate for president when he said, "The 80th Congress delivered as no other Congress has done for the future of the country. By your vote on November the 9th, you can get a government that's going to forget about, not going to forget about you in Washington. You're going to get a government that'll work for the welfare of the people if you vote right. But you can get a government on November the 2nd that will forget about you in Washington and worry only about the interests of big business. You can get a Republican government, which would be the worst thing that could happen. Could be the worst thing that could happen to this country at this time. I hope that you'll make the right choice and that you'll have a government that has the interests of the people at heart. A government headed by Democrats who believe in democratic principles, who believe in the welfare of the whole country and not just in the welfare of a special few. I ask you to look at the record. Then get your friends and neighbors to get to the polls on Election Day, November the 2nd. And just keep this in mind. When you go there, vote for yourselves. Vote in your own interests. When you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you'll have a Democratic governor in Springfield, You'll have a Democratic senator from Illinois, you'll have a Democratic congressman from this district, and you'll have a Democratic president in the White House, and I won't be troubled with the housing shortage next January. Can't tell you how much I appreciate this interest and this turnout. It's magnificent. You can't appreciate it unless you can stand up here and look at all these smiling faces and all the interest in the things that are taking place. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Here's a lady that runs the White House and the president. Here's my daughter, Margaret.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.